Father of mine.
Ruby.
Tell me where have you been?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. You sound good.
I feel great.
Father of mine. Is everything okay, health-wise?
Oh, are you kidding? I'm 100%. I am 100%. It was like the sniffles.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. Thank God.
Right on. I'm assuming.
How about your brother? Do you hear anything from him?
Yeah, he feels fine.
He actually had this?
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
I thought he had it more serious than you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it all the same?
He absolutely did. I think he took some medicine and he feels great.
Okay, but he's not at work.
I don't know if he is at work. I don't know if he is at work.
I say he travels all over, you know.
Yep, yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I think
he's home right now.
And I hate to ask out of fear that you're going to say that you guys feel terrible, but are you okay? I mean, you were exposed to COVID because of me and my family. How do you feel?
Well, you never had any sign of it.
Everybody feels okay? Joanne, you feel okay?
She's doing fine. She's my doctor.
I'm so sorry if there's any anxiety as a result of this. I know I am very, very anxious.
No, I don't have any issues.
All right. Okay, Dad, I don't have a ton of questions here, so...
Well, yeah, everybody's probably locking themselves up.
Yeah, if anybody has a question, you can send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I only have one question as of right now, so this might be the shortest edition of Dear Meathead ever.
Well, hey, maybe we all need a break, huh?
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. Maureen writes this, Dear Meathead... My question is this. Good morning. Are you following USA soccer in the World Cup?
I actually watched a little bit of the Iran against America, which we ended up beating them by 1 point.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, now let me ask you. That's where you used to live.
I played on that team.
You played on the national Iranian team?
That's right. We didn't have a national team.
Oh, okay.
We had a big deal team.
Okay, so like a local team would kick it around. Isn't that the team where you would... I thought you described it as you would play and you had a pin and you would stab people while the gameplay was going on.
I did that to one guy.
Oh, okay.
That was not a... It was a local game.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm surprised that, hey, if you know what, in Iran, if they would have found out that you did that, they would have hung you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the town square.
Right.
In the town square, Joanne just said.
Have you been following that story on the news about how in Iran there's like kind of like a revolution going on?
No, I haven't.
Well, yeah.
I haven't even heard about that.
Yeah, there was an incident where... A 22-year-old young lady was killed because the authorities did not like what she was wearing.
Yeah, they're restrict religious wise.
Yeah, and that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
They're back in the old centuries.
Yeah, and can you imagine? I mean, but it was worse when you lived there, wasn't it?
No, we didn't have any issues.
Well, that was before the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Revolution.
Oh, yeah, we did not have any of that issues. I had a corner of a city that we always traveled over there.
Right.
And it was 10 of us.
Right. Did women have to cover up when they went outside back then?
Yes.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
So grandma...
Well, the religious people did it. You know, the Iranians.
Okay, but it wasn't like... Because grandma was a Christian... We were
persecuted.
Right, right. But did grandma have to cover up?
No.
Okay. Yeah, there now, it doesn't matter if you're Christian.
Oh, they went backwards.
Oh, yeah. It's a complete, pardon my French, It's a complete shit show.
Yes, yes. No, the chador is what they call it. The word chador was the cover.
That, right.
It's the garb.
It's a no-show.
Joanne says it's a no-show.
I had another question, and it just popped into my brain, and then it left. Maureen continues, do you watch soccer on TV, or do you find it too boring?
No, I've been watching off and on. In fact, I watched the Iran's game, and they lost by 1 point.
Yeah, well, I can't get into it. I'm not going to lie.
No, I didn't want to follow it. You know, I didn't watch the whole thing.
I mean, I can see playing it would be fun, but I can't follow it. It's just, it's too slow. It's just...
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It is.
Stevie asks this. Hello, Ruben. Christmas is almost here. What is your favorite holiday tradition or memory? Dad, take us back.
Wait a minute. Repeat that.
She says, Christmas is almost here, Ruben. What is your favorite holiday tradition or memory?
I honestly, I can tell that I don't have any special...
Oh, come on.
Thoughts. I really don't.
Well, don't you? There's a tradition, and it's get together on Christmas Eve and have a party.
Yeah, we get together.
Well, yeah, that's a tradition.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
But when it's done, it's done.
And you play Santa Claus.
And we play Santa Claus. I play Santa Claus.
Right. So we're doing that again this year.
I don't know. No, we're not.
No.
According to Joanne, we're too old.
Oh, my God. Hey, I get it. I understand.
We're going to their houses.
Yeah, we're going to their houses. She's right.
I'm sorry, Dad. Go ahead.
I got one guy. He's, 3 years old? This guy just loves me. His name is Jude.
That is your great-grandson, right? Yes.
Yes.
Sam's
boy.
Yes.
This guy will come, just cheeses me and runs out there, sits next to me.
Yeah,
I just love that guy.
Yeah, it's wonderful seeing all those kids.
Yes, yes.
Hey, speaking of grandson, grandpa, I had a discussion the other day. I can't remember if it was on the podcast. I just realized your dad, my grandpa, I don't know his name.
Grigor. Gregory. It would be Gregory.
Okay.
His name was Grigor.
So, do I say Grigor?
Grigor would be an Armenian pronunciation. Gregory is an American name.
All right. Now I got it. I did not. Can you believe I didn't know that?
I barely remember, you know.
So his name was Grigor Zaytunian?
Yes.
Okay. So when he passed away tragically, you were very young. Is there a grave somewhere in Iran where he is buried?
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah,
took you to the grave before he left. Yeah, there is. Joanne just reminded me. Before I came to America, my mom took me to the graveside.
Wow.
To,
say goodbye.
Goodbye.
So somewhere in Iran, he is buried.
But, you know, I really don't have any fond memories of my dad.
Oh, I know. I remember. It's very traumatic. He was quite a hothead.
He was a difficult man to deal with.
Right.
I say that now as an adult. As a kid, I remember when he came home. He used to have one of the vehicles that's got wood sides.
I'm gonna stop you right there because is this the one where with the bologna?
He sent us to get the food.
Right. And you were messing with the lights and the horn.
And we started screwing out the lights, and he showed up.
Oh yeah, I remember that story, Dad.
He grabbed him up and took him out there by the bridge. He was going to throw him in the river.
He was going to throw Uncle Garo into the river. Holy crap. Yeah, that's...
And we live right across the street from a police department. Cops grabbed them.
Right, yeah. Thank God. Again, you had paid them off in silverware. We all know that story.
Yeah, that's right. No, my dad was a very stern man.
That was one of the reasons
I remember that, but I don't know what he did to me.
That was one of the best investments you ever made in making sure that the cops had eating utensils.
No, they're bringing back. I don't know if they washed them or not.
That's very, very, very wise that you placated those people, because when you needed them, they kept Grandpa or Uncle Garo from getting murdered.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that would have been a disaster.
All right, Dad, I have a question for you. It is from Nathan, and unless anyone has any other questions, this is going to be it. Eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Stripian inbox. Nathan writes, "Dear Meathead, could you explain what it means when people say a bird in hand is better than
two in a bush?
Two in the bush. Now, I've heard that, but I don't know what the hell that means. A bird in hand is better than two in the bush.
Well, in a hand, you got them.
Yeah.
In a bush, they'll fly away if you want to approach them.
Right.
Then you have nothing.
That sounds very simple. I can't believe I couldn't figure out.
Well, I was actually thought about that, but Joanna threw a word in there which came back to me.
So basically, if you have the one bird, you have it.
It's so, like if you have a dollar in your hand and two in the bush.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess I would struggle to be able to apply it to something, you know?
That's it.
Yeah. That's baffling to me. That's the type of thing that would keep you and I awake at night.
Poor kid.
You know?
Well, you should have thought about your dad, and you would have probably set you straight.
All right. Well, I'm going to check on you every day in hopes that you guys are recovering or not getting sick. I'm still so very, very worried about you.
Thank you so much, honey. We're all right. We're so far. As of this morning, this a.m. hour, we're perfect shape. Except my hips are hurting because I've been sitting down too much.
All right, guys, I love you.
I love you, too, and say hello to family. Hug them, kiss them, and tell them that we all love them.
Of course. Okay.
And, look forward to the next visit.
Okay, Dad, I love you guys. Have a good one. All right,
bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.